Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And what an absolutely beautiful Saturday afternoon it is here, fellow foodies. Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of Happy Hour at one of our favorite places. We are coming to you live this Saturday from Jonathan's Cork. Yes, indeed, Jonathan's Cork, 6320 East Tancredi Road, just where it bends up to Wilmot. So Tancredi turns into Wilmot, or Wilmot turns into Tancredi, whichever way you're coming from. The party is getting underway right here at Jonathan's Cork. Thank you for listening to the most delicious hour on radio, as you do every Saturday at 4, right here on KNST AM 790. And whether you're listening to us live on the radio now, perhaps you're listening to us live on our website, onthemenulive.com. Maybe you're one of the millions who tunes in every Saturday at 4 live on the iHeartRadio network. We are so glad you are here. Chef Jonathan Landine has rolled out the red carpet for you here. Get this, fellow foodies. $3 house-made Anaheim chili sausages, $2 beers. It is a summer sausage special kickoff to celebrate the impending fall months. We are so happy, and we couldn't imagine doing this show anywhere other than Jonathan's Court. Come on out here and join the party. Now, when you're thinking about parties, there's one guy who's always having a party. Every time he goes into work, he's one of our absolutely favorite sponsors. He is a great friend. He is a trusted ally, and this man knows more about gourmet olive oil and balsamic vinegar than anyone I've ever come across. Tom Alfonso is back with us.
Hey, thank you, Matt. Thank you.
Nice to see you, my friend.
How you been?
I'm doing really well.
Good.
I mean, something happened to you just a few weeks ago that really was a life-changing moment, I think, for you. But before we get into just, you know, revealing what all the buzz is about, give our listeners a sense over there at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. What's on tap these days?
On tap. We've got fresh Southern Hemisphere olive oils on tap. So from where we've got right now, Australia, Peru, and Chile. We'll be having some from South Africa coming in. So we just rotated it about 3 weeks ago to our fresh Southern Hemisphere oils.
Absolutely beautiful. Nice. Now, people that may not have listened to this show before today or may not have been into your store, when I say what's on tap, I mean that quite literally.
Exactly.
And they might be scratching their heads wondering, well, how in the world do you equate, you know, a tap with olive oil? Talk about the concept at Alfonso.
We do. You come in. Our store is lined with Fusti tanks. So it's stainless steel tanks where we keep our olive oil, keeps the air and light out. That's killers of olive oil.
Right.
Keeps the olive oil nice and fresh. And we have right now about 12 single varietal olive oils, 15 fused and infused olive oils, and about 35 different balsamics from Modena, Italy, all natural.
My goodness. And you provide the opportunity for your patrons to come into the store and really try the full spectrum of olive oils and balsamics.
You do. You get to sample everything before you purchase it, so you can come in, taste it, make sure you like it, and we'll give you some ideas on how to use it, depending on what you cook. Vegetables, chicken, fish, meat, however you use it, and we'll give you some ideas. And we pair an olive oil, a flavor-fused or infused olive oil, with a balsamic so that the flavors complement each other. It's a real great experience. I mean, if you've never been in, it's a fun experience. Kind of like wine tasting, but it's olive oil.
Exactly. And experience really is the right word, because it's not just going there and buying a bottle of olive oil off the shelf. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
So you get it to really treat your taste buds to a world of different flavors and infusions. And when you find just that right one or two or three like I do, you know, the oil is drawn from the fusti right into an empty bottle, corked in front of you, and off you go.
And off you go.
Absolutely
love it. You can't get any fresher than that.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
that's our whole concept, is that you're getting fresh olive oils.
Now, what are the along the spectrum of balsamics? You know, I love that 18-year, that classic traditional balsamic from Modena, Italy. But you've got some really sort of outrageous flavors in the balsamic spectrum as well. What are some of the most unique?
We do. We have an espresso, which is great on meats and porks, or even ice cream or desserts, any kind of desserts. A lavender balsamic. We have white balsamics, cranberry pear, a lemon, a peach, pomegranate quince. So depending on your taste buds and what you like, you know, you can flavor all your foods with it.
I love it. And you know what? What I love most about that experience that you say at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics is your staff. And right. So they will really, kind of sit patiently with you, introduce you to these world of flavors, and they're equipped to make the recommendation on this particular olive oil is going to go beautifully with that particular balsamic.
Exactly.
I love that.
Exactly. I mean, we're all trained. Whenever I learn something new, I train them what I learn. And so everybody knows the business. They all know about the products. They know about the harvesting, how the olive oils are made. And so everybody is knowledgeable. Our staff is really knowledgeable about all the products.
I love it. Now, knowledge is a great segue.
Exactly.
Because you just encountered a moment of wisdom and knowledge on your own journey in the world of olive oil. And I can't wait to help tell this story because I'm so proud of you and all you've accomplished. What happened to you a couple of weeks ago?
I became an official olive oil taster.
Wow.
So there is only 11 of us in North America right now. Prior to this class, there was one. 19 of us took this class, and 10 of us passed. Mm. So the class was offered by the ONAOO. It's an olive oil tasting school. It's in Imperia, Italy. They came to California and offered the class, and it was quite an experience. I mean, I've learned so much about the chemistry of olive oil, manufacturing of olive oil, and the sensory analysis.
Mm.
So with this certification, I'm able to do a sensory analysis for the fruitiness, bitterness, and the overall taste of the olive oil. So it can determine if an olive oil is rancid or becoming rancid, be able to judge competition. So I'd be able to become part of a panel. What they do is they put a panel of people together, 8 people, and have you taste olive oils and judge them in competitions. There's quite a few competitions. New York has a large one. L.A. has a large one. And then they're in other countries, Australia, China is becoming popular now for competitions.
So you're going to be hitting the road, the circuit, being an official taster at these
events.
Now, are you going to be able to make house calls if our listeners want you to come to their house and try the olive oil in their pantry?
I don't know. Maybe they could bring it to my store. Bring it to my store, an original bottle, and I'll go ahead and test it for you.
In addition to, so one of only 11 in North America,
exactly.
Rigorous academic pursuits and intense training. So we're so proud of you.
Okay.
You're among the few that passes after the first time. I mean, I hear that is so rare.
That's true. A lot of people have to take the course over and over to pass it. And it was 3 days of grueling, intensive testing.
Great.
It was a great experience.
Well, I can't wait to learn a thing or two more from you when next time I walk into Alfonso. Now, it's not just about walking into Alfonso to get the Alfonso experience. You actually have some of your oils in balsamics out at some of Tucson's best restaurants.
We do. Some of the restaurants, Filora is using our traditional balsamic. Proper Downtown is using some of our oils and balsamics. And Trident Grill uses our olive oil and balsamics.
And I think Eric over at Tavolino used one of your balsamics in an award-winning cocktail.
And Eric Tavolino, he has another one that he's playing with right now. So
I love a great balsamic and a cocktail.
It's amazing. It's really amazing. You know, and from what I understand, in China, they have actual balsamic bars where they're doing these cocktails.
A road trip!
Road
trip, Tom Alfonso.
Exactly.
We're talking to Tom Alfonso of Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamic, so located conveniently in St. Phillips Plaza. We want all of our fellow foodies to go visit Tom and his lovely wife, Nancy, meet the staff, learn a thing or two from the man who is uniquely equipped to tell you all about great olive oils, all about these beautiful, rich, velvety, aged balsamic vinegars, all there at Alfonso. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a sponsor or two, and when we come back, we're going to be celebrating National Bourbon Heritage Month here at Jonathan's Cork. Stick around. I'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness as we do every Saturday at 4. But right now we are absolutely in one of our favorite places across the Southern Arizona culinary and cocktail landscape. Indeed, fellow foodies, we are broadcasting live from Jonathan's Cork, 6320 East Tanqueverty Road, just where the Tanqueverty-Wilmot kind of intersection is, right at Pima. Come on in. Chef Jonathan Landine and his mustache are offering you $3 house-made Anaheim chili sausages. Now, when I say house-made, it's really house made, and no one knows a sausage better than Jonathan Landine. Got $2 beers. The sausage special kickoff is going on now at Jonathan's Cork. Well, we're back here with our celebrity co-host Tom Alfonso. Now, Tom, happy National Bourbon Heritage Month.
Oh, yes, it sounds great.
I get excited when we talk about bourbon. But anyway, we thought that there is, you know, a lot to talk about in the world of whiskeys. There's a lot more going on with whiskeys than just bourbon, but we're here to celebrate bourbon, and what better place to, a better person to talk to us about what's going on new along the bourbon landscape is the Spirits Associate at Total Wine and More. Benjamin King is on with us. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy National Bourbon Heritage Month to you, sir.
Yes, thank you very much. We're already halfway through it, I guess.
Well, halfway through. Well, we've got some catching up to do.
Yeah.
So we need to get down to Total Wine to buy some bourbon. Now, listen, Ben, you know, I'm a whiskey guy, as you know, and I love kind of the spectrum of wonderful classic whiskeys. But I thought you would come on the show and sort of help explain to our listeners, when you're thinking about the spectrum of whiskeys, where does bourbon fall? And what is it about bourbon that you believe is beautiful and unique?
Yeah, it's the corn. It's the corn is the biggest thing, and the new the barrels that they use. It's the only one that's aged in new oak.
So corn is the ingredient that we're talking about with bourbon. So when you're thinking about like a rye, you're sourcing rye. When you're thinking about different kinds of barleys for some Scotch whiskey, but
exactly.
Corn is the principal ingredient for bourbon. And by law, I understand it has to be a certain percentage of corn to actually call it bourbon.
It has to be 51%. Generally, they're between 60% and 75%. However, in practice.
Great. I have always been, ever since I was old enough to be able to do this legally, sir, I've always loved sort of that wonderful, clean, mellow taste of bourbon. And I want you to tell our listeners, help debunk a myth. I mean, I've heard that to be called a bourbon, and I think you know where I might be going with this, it has to be made in Kentucky. Is that true, Ben King?
That's not true at all. No, bourbon only has to be made in the United States. By law, that's the stipulation. Now, if it says Kentucky on the label, then it has to be from Kentucky. And historically, it's always been associated with the South and Kentucky. But there's absolutely no nothing against making it for anywhere else and labeling it bourbon.
Well, I would think that the Kentucky Chambers of Commerce are probably behind that campaign that you got to come to Kentucky to taste good bourbon. But Tom has a question for you, Ben.
What kind of corn? Is it any kind of corn that you use, or what specific type of corn?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. I'm not a corn aficionado.
okay.
I'm sure there's kinds that they've developed, though, and that would be a really great question to follow up on.
Okay. I mean, I noted that was one thing noticeably absent from your CV, Ben, was you are not a corn aficionado, but I'm sure you know your way around a bottle of bourbon every now and then.
Hopefully it's not the same stuff they use to make the fuel out of on the cars, So.
Exactly.
So when we're thinking about bourbon, and I think like most other whiskeys, especially along the Scotch spectrum, there's sort of, there's blended bourbons and then there's single barrel bourbon. So can you help our audience understand kind of the difference and why you think, if that's even so, Ben, why a single barrel bourbon is higher in quality than, say, a blended bourbon?
Yeah, well, a blended bourbon is distinguished from a straight bourbon. A blended bourbon is a straight bourbon mixed with neutral spirits, like, something like vodka. And then you've got something called straight bourbon. Like a lot of the bourbons you see are Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. In order to be labeled straight, it can't be mixed with anything else. Now, when you get into small batch and single barrel bourbons, these are coming from either a single barrel, literally a single barrel, or a very small batch of barrels. And it's not necessarily superior, but in practice it is, because all of the stuff that's single barrel or small batch, they tend to be much more selective about the barrels that they're choosing. So they're...
And when you're enjoying a single barrel or a small batch bourbon, would it be considered criminal to have that on the rocks? Certainly you wouldn't want to mix a single barrel with a cocktail, or maybe you would. But what's the protocol for enjoying a bourbon at that sort of, level of exclusiveness?
Yeah, I use about $20 to $30 is the range, and after 30 it starts to get a little too good. I don't really recommend anything above that price point for mixing.
Okay, so when you're going to go into the 40s and 50s and even north, that's something that you want to pour two fingers of and sit and enjoy.
Yeah, unless it makes you feel good to burn your money.
So we're actually, I'm going to give Tom a little bit of a heads up. I want him thinking about the kind of a balsamic that he would suggest dropping three or four drops into one of these bourbons. But thinking about the bourbons that you actually have there at Total Wine and More, what are some of the bourbons that are generating some buzz this time of year?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the real great ones, a new experimental one that we have, is one called Angel's Envy. It's out of Kentucky. It's a guy who's he's finishing his bourbon after the regular maturation. He's putting it in port barrels, you know, the dessert wine port barrels.
Hmm.
And that's one of the most delicious new ideas in American whiskey I've had. And it really generates a smooth bourbon with a little bit of a scotch characteristic because of that port barrel finish, but it's delicious. We have that. It's really picking up in popularity. I like it. I recommend it a lot. So,
Angel's Envy bourbon. Now, is that an oak barrel? Are you doing those with stainless steel? How is that done?
Yeah, no, it's aged like a normal bourbon, but then it undergoes a second final maturation in port barrels. So,
is it picking up
a little
the sweetness
bit different?
Of the port?
Having a sale this weekend. I know we've got three, you know, great kind of mid-shelf bourbons that are $5 off. So if anybody wants to come in and ask us about that, that's a good deal too. So.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so we want to, again, congratulate you on keeping everybody happy during National Bourbon Heritage Month. This Angel's Envy bourbon sounds like an amazing spirit that it's aged in port barrels, so it's going to give that sweetness of that port.
I would think.
And we've got about 20 seconds left.
Okay.
Tom, what's the perfect balsamic for a delicious bourbon?
I would say the traditional 18-year-old balsamic.
That's
right.
It's
got that little bit of sweetness to it.
It's exactly where I thought I was going to go. So we need to do an a balsamic and bourbon tasting party.
Exactly. We'll have to get Eric on that one.
I can do the bourbon part, yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, listen, Spirits Associate Ben King from Total Wine and More. We got 2 seconds left. Tell us exactly where your stores are located.
Wetmore and Oracle on the southeast corner of the intersection.
Wetmore and Oracle in the southeast corner of the intersection. Go say hi to Ben King. Ben, thanks so much for everything that you do.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank another sponsor or two. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the bar manager at Jonathan's Cork himself. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Jonathan's Cork, and I see a big contingent from Sierra Fitness in the back dining room over there. Thanks so much for showing up and representing all my morning workout buddies are over there. Now they know why I need to spend so much time at the gym, for crying out loud. I'm surrounded by food and cocktails, but that's how I roll. We're here at Jonathan's Cork with my celebrity co-host for the full hour from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Tom Alfonso is back.
Oh, yep.
Little bourbon, little balsamic.
That's right.
A little B&B party.
A little B&B. There
I'm parched.
Go.
I think that would
like
be
that.
Absolutely delicious.
I like that.
But anyway, we want to remind our fellow foodies that we've got $3 house made and done with love, my friends. Anaheim chili sausages with potato salad for only $3. And then $2 beers. What better way to wash that all down here in this lovely sort of communal. There's conversation. There's community. There's football. There's great beers on tap. And there's Jeff Hughes, bar manager from Jonathan's. What's going on, man?
Hey, thanks, Matt. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for hosting the party here. So, you know, people think about Jonathan's Cork, Jonathan Landine. I mean, the man, the brand, the myth, you know, the majesty. People think about great food, great bison, great ostrich, wonderful steaks, some of the best ribs, I think, that you can find here in southern Arizona. I mean, this is a place where the deer and the antelope play, for crying out loud. But you got people talking all across this community because that bar, I don't know what it is about that bar that has created such a buzz in this community. I want you to talk about your sandbox back there. Talk about this Jonathan's Lounge. I just love this place.
Oh, it is. It's a great place. It's a special place in Tucson. It's been around, you know, since 1966. We've got generations of people, you know, have grown up, have worked here. And then come back as customers, and they you know, keep us going to this day. It's all about the regulars here.
I love it.
Yeah.
You said 1966.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that was before That was before I was born, Jeff Hughes.
Me too.
And the place looks great. It doesn't look a day over 47 years old.
Yeah, we're making some updates, you know, here and there.
Anyway, we also have to give a special shout-out to Renee Krieger of Renee's Organic Oven. She's a regular fixture at that bar.
That's right.
Especially late nights. Now, talk about your late-night program, because this is such a fun place to come. Long after the sun goes down, you know, maybe after you've had a dinner, the bar really, you know, comes alive at late night, right?
Well, you know, we were just figuring that Tucson doesn't have a whole lot of late-night dining, especially here on the east side. And, you know, on those nights that you're out and you may be having a good time, such as maybe tonight, you know, you're out at the football game, you're headed back, you know, you didn't get enough at the tailgate, and you're not, you know, nachos and popcorn's not doing it for you. You know, you're headed back home, and, you know, you can come in here, you can get, you know, like you said, a half rack of ribs, you can get a French dip, you can get some of the best macaroni and cheese in town.
Wow.
We have several different sandwiches that are great, all very reasonably priced. You know, the first time you come in, we haven't seen you, ask for a coupon. We'll give you one, buy one, get one free on the late night. So next time you return, you'll come back and you'll get, you know, something for free, you know, on us, just so you can try it out. And because we want you to come back, you know.
That's that Jonathan's, that's that what I mean by that kind of that hospitality that is really in alignment with exactly who Jonathan Landine is and who Jeff Hughes is. Now, when you're ordering the mac and cheese up at the bar, I assume, Jeff Hughes, that comes with a side of the Alfonso truffle oil to drizzle on top of the mac and
that's
cheese.
Right. That's a good idea. We need to get that going, that's for sure.
that's right.
And, anyway, talk about your beers on tap. You've got you know, quite a few here to libate really all kinds of personalities and palates. What about your beer program?
Right. Well, you know, we got the special on the Stella today, you know, and that goes great with the sausage. You can't beat that. For $2, you can't beat it. But, you know, also the other taps, we like to have, you know, microbrews. We want to have as local as we can. We don't have as many as the new Tucson breweries as we like to yet, but, we, you know, we're limited on our handle, our space and our handles. But we've got from Barrio Brewing, we've got the Red Cat Amber.
Great.
It's a great one, especially with the Wildcats playing tonight, Bear Down.
Woo!
That's right. We also have, from a little up the road, Santan, we've got their Hefeweizen. We switch these around, you know, periodically. The Hefeweizen will probably change out to something a little more seasonal here with the weather starting to cool down, you know, hopefully. We've got a Dale's Pale Ale from Oscar Blues.
Beautiful.
Something, you know, a nice pale ale with a little bit of hops. We've also got, from Colorado as well, from Odell's Brewing, we have their IPA. It's a wonderful IPA, very well-rounded, not too over-the-top with the hops, but nice fruit and good balance. What else we got? We've got from a new one we have is from Mud Shark. We've got their Morning Buzz Coffee Stout, and that has created its own buzz. It's a great beer. Morning, noon, or night, you know. It'll give you a little pick-me-up, and it's a real nice stout.
That's great. Great beers there. When you're coming into Jonathan's and you want sort of a great classic cocktail experience, what's the one cocktail, Jeff Hughes, that you think you're known for, that Jonathan's is known for, that you think you do better than anybody here in Southern Arizona?
Well, you're going to put me on the spot. I'm going to say my margarita.
All right.
And the margarita contest is coming up, so we've really got to, you know, show out this year and prove what we've got. And so we're going to be stepping it up. We're going to be doing a classic margarita, but we're going to be doing a twist, and it's coming out real soon. It's going to be a prickly pear sorbet floated on top of our classic margarita. And we're going to be, you know, putting it out there, you know, so everybody can taste it. So when they come down, you know, they already know what their favorite's going to be.
Wow, nice. A prickly pear sorbet over the top of that. And again, I'm starting to go to balsamic in my mind.
Exactly. That sounds good.
So
yeah,
I'm gonna have to get you some.
You know
balsamic.
What? I might have to do a balsamic and some sort of salt on the rim.
On the rim.
Oh,
yeah.
Listen to this guy go,
exactly.
Jeff. We're all in. So, are you going to be actually the competitor at the World Margarita Championship on October the 25th?
That's right. I'll be taking it home this year.
He's going to be taking it home this year.
If he uses those balsamics, he might.
How long have you been? Exactly. I mean, that might be what takes you over the top.
That's right.
How long have you been shaking drinks in this community, Jeff?
13 years now.
Wow. Yes. Where were you before?
13 years. I've been here for 16 years.
You've been, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Believe it.
Yeah, you see, I mean, one of the things I love about Jonathan is it doesn't try to reinvent itself every other season or every other year. Jonathan's is, it's created this brand. It represents this brand, you know, for generations, and I just love that story. We're going to be talking to Jonathan himself exactly about that story, but I just love everything you guys have put together here. The bar, you've got a great beer program. I mean, countless bottles of spirits. Now, are you a bourbon guy as well?
I'm a bourbon fan. I heard you mentioning talking about the National Bourbon Heritage Month.
Right.
you know, we've got a lot of great bourbons here. And the thing about it here is we don't try to bend you back over backwards on the price. You know, you're going to get a fair shake on all your bourbon deals. We've got some new ones in, too. We've got the Knob Creek Reserve just new in. And we've got a few others you need to come down and try, for sure.
Well, we want all of our fellow foodies to come down here and try. Meet Jeff Hughes for yourselves. Have a bourbon, have a beer, have a great mac and cheese right up at the bar. Jeff, thank you so much for helping to live bait Southern Arizona for all these years.
Thank you, Matt.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, the man himself is going to sit right down and engage us in conversation about things about from food to his mustache. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST AM 790. Don't go away.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour here at one of our favorite places, fellow foodies, Jonathan's Cork, 6320 East Tankerville Road, right at the Wilmot Bend. You can't miss it. I mean, it's been around here since, I don't know, what did he say, 1966? Tom Alfonso from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, our celebrity co-host for the full hour. We're talking bourbon. We're talking balsamic. We're talking great beers,
oil,
great wines,
beers.
Mac and cheese with truffle oil.
Exactly.
I mean, we're absolutely having a great time. But let's take a second to thank a couple of our sponsors, fellow foodies, without whom we simply wouldn't be here. And look, what a coincidence. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, absolutely special to have you here. Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort, Tucson Originals, Jerry's Cigars, Entourage Transportation, Wine Inquirer, and I am so delighted to introduce our newest sponsor, Landscapes by Turf Tech. So look, this is the perfect time of the year to get your backyard ready for your fall entertaining. We use Turf Tech at the Russell House, and we want you to do that. So call Jack Hamilton directly at Landscapes by Turf Tech, where it's his birthday today, I understand. And he just walked in the door. There's all kinds of celebrities circling around here at Jonathan's. But anyway, it is now my personal privilege, a high honor indeed, to welcome to the program a man whose mustache arrives in the door 5 minutes before he does himself, Chef Jonathan Lundy.
Hello, Matt.
How you doing, brother?
Glad to be here.
I love Jonathan's Cork. I mean, this is just one of our favorite places, and you continue to hit the ball out of the park, and you've got this amazing party going on here today. It started at 3 o'clock, a sausage special kickoff. What's going on with these Anaheim pepper sausages?
Well, you know what? We started making sausage in-house, and we've been doing a great job. We got a new stuffer, and we came up with a poblano chili, and that was so good it almost came out like chorizo. So then we did an Anaheim chili that we're doing with a pepper jack chili cheese sauce today.
Wow.
That's so if there's not enough pepper in it for you, let me know. We also have a really good hot Italian. If we run out of those, no problem. We got a nice hot Italian we're doing with leeks, bell peppers, and onion saute.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, and so September is a slow month in the restaurant business, and it's not a surprise, but we've been doing a wonderful, wonderful job and having so much fun, and we do patio pig and Thursdays in June. So we just thought the sausage would be a natural way to kick off the football season. I've got TVs in the bar. I've got three different games going on. I just watched Alabama beat Texas A&M. Washington's holding their own against Illinois. So we got three different games on. The screens are hopping. The bar's good. I've got the Golden Eagle here doing a little sampling.
And we're
having a good time.
Yeah, I mean, when you're not having a good time here at Jonathan's Court, sausages, beers, and football in that, you know, lounge, patio. I mean, I love it. It's just coming. And you're getting ready for a busy fall season here.
Yes, we are.
It's going
to
be a lot.
You know, you're doing something right when people who are going to a tailgate party stop by and have a beer and a sausage on their way.
On the way to the party.
Well, the game doesn't start till 7:30, so you got to get, you know, it's an interim thing.
Throw a couple of sausages down. So let's talk about the Anaheim pepper. So along the spectrum of heat, where does that Anaheim fall?
Anaheim's a very mild, considerably mild green pepper. But what it adds is it has a nice flavor profile, nice depth of flavor. Like the poblano, makes it real interesting. Also, it helps to texturize on, and it adds a lot of juice. So when you're eating it at the bar, you want to lean over your napkin for that first bite. And
friends, he actually just demonstrated that we're going to call it the Landine lean.
Yeah,
you know, he pulled it off beautifully.
Yeah. And then next week I'm going to a different food show, and I'm looking for some new buns because I like the buns, but I think I'm going to find a better one because I've tasted some wonderful bread in the Arizona in Tucson.
Great.
And the beers, Jeff told you all about how great the selection of beers are.
Beautiful, beautiful beer selection. Yeah. And you got the Stella on special today, $2. So let me do the math here. I can get the Anaheim chili sausage sandwich with the potato salad and a Stella draft for $5. See, yeah. And I thought he was in this business to make money.
If I was in the business to make money, would I be in Tucson?
Or running
in the summer? No, you know what? It is about fun, and it is about paying back to the people who've supported you all year. And so September is our little great Action Jackson going on. Nice. And also, our bar is not usually crowded on Saturday and Sunday afternoons, but now that the football season is in full swing, we do a little better. This is our way just to kind of pump it up and remind people that when you come in on a Friday night and you can't get to the bar, or a Thursday night because we're giving hamburgers all, you know, for $6, this is a great time to stop in. And a little interlude. Plus, we crack the doors at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, right. I mean, and that's when I generally start.
Well, right. have a late breakfast, and then a late lunch, or an early dinner.
That's right. And I love, we talked with Jeff about the kind of the setting there. I love that sort of dark, lounge atmosphere that you've created. And I tried counting the bottles of booze behind the bar, and I sort of lost track.
Again?
Anyway, we just love the atmosphere here. We were talking about Renee Krieger from Renee's Organic Oven. She's a regular fixture here. Oh. She says you guys get the best cosmopolitan in town.
She's such a hoot. And she accuses me of going home early, and it's true.
This is absolutely celebrity day here at Jonathan's Court, because we talked about all these people that are running around. You know who just walked in your front door? Eric Akers from Golden Brush Painting is in the house. He is our residential and our commercial painter of choice here on the Menu Live. I think he did some stuff around here.
He painted my house.
Back in his day.
He painted the restaurant. And if you hold still long enough, he'll paint you.
I believe that. I think that he might do that. Golden Brush Painting, we love everything that they do. He just finished up a job at our house.
You know what? He took my sign, because it had been weathered and weathered and weathered. He took my sign down, and he said someday he's going to bring it back.
and he's coming in here empty-handed, Chef. There he is, looking sheepishly, looking for that sign. Oops. But anyway, before we dig into your majesty, Chef, and I have to take a picture of this before we go in, because, again, my words can't do it justice. And you think, okay, a sausage for $3. This is the artistry of a sausage is just absolutely gorgeous. So we're going to be talking about that. But before we dive in, I want to get a sense of your kind of history along sort of the exotic meat, exotic game world, because we talked with Jeff about his great mac and cheese, great, killer steaks, some beautiful, beautiful succulent ribs. You've got these bacon-wrapped shrimp that you are world-renowned for, but this is also a place, I think one of the few in the state, really, where you can get beautifully prepared, intentionally prepared things, ostrich, venison, antelope. I mean, the world is your opportunity, and you're doing it right here at Jonathan's. Talk about how you got into this big game stuff.
Well, I cook for a lot of hunters, and mostly because I enjoy hunting, but I'm not a good hunter. I'm a pretty good shot, but I'm not a good hunter, if you know what I mean. So the guys who go out and find the game and put you on the animals and have a great time. So I started cooking for a lot of the regular guys who came in and dined with me, who said, well, what am I supposed to do with a wild turkey? Or my wife is so tired of trying to deal with this elk steak. I don't know what to do. And so calling on my dad's background, he was born and raised in Rock Springs, Wyoming. They ate elk and antelope. My grandmother made a fabulous chicken fried steak.
Beautiful.
I've cooked a lot of different stuff for so many people that got us to the point where we were very interested. And buffalo was on the menu when I bought the restaurant. So I added ostrich, and it's expensive and hard to get. So when I couldn't get ostrich for a couple of months, I added the venison, and I kept the venison on as a spacer to hold that spot, so that occasionally we won't be able to get something. But then I will order a rack of elk, and we'll cut those chops out. We get a nice 7-bone rack, and we'll cut the chops, and we'll make up a beautiful. I just did a rabbit dish that I'm working on, and I love rabbit, and I think it's delicious. I read a recipe for rabbit ravioli that sounded excellent.
Oh my God.
In front of you, I put some tuna tartare. Last night, we had a group of fishermen in who brought in Dorado tuna and yellowtail, and we made a four-course meal for them out of their fish they were, and the fishing's just been going crazy.
Beautiful.
In San Carlos.
Nice. So what happens? I mean, are you rotating these? Is there a seasonality? Is it whatever comes in from the hunt? I mean, how do you do this?
Well, venison and ostrich are always on the menu along with the buffalo filet.
Right.
And we wrap that with buffalo filet with a piece of bacon. And if you don't want the bacon, we can take. We don't have to have that on. And then what happens is when we get a little bit of busy, or I get a wild hair.
Oh boy!
Then we cook something, and we get excited about it, and we offer it. And we can do small quantities, and we usually do it on a Friday night. And so we have it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then you know then. We're all finished, and we crack in the meatloaf Monday, and off we go again, and we start the week over.
Beautiful. I mean, every day is a different adventure here.
It's like turning the crank, you know? And everybody has their favorite reason to come in.
That's exactly
and some
right.
people come in because they had a first date, or they got married, or it's their 20th anniversary. They've been coming here for 30 years. They met here. You know, we talked about all the favorites. We've got family, grandfather, father, son.
Wow.
Grandson.
Wow.
Generations. Four generations.
Oh, my gosh.
Chris Clements, Golden Eagle, is a perfect example. And so you see the kids come in, and it's so nice. Plus, we're teaching those young kids how great food can be.
Exactly.
And they just don't want to go and have a McDonald's or something else. But they don't want to have a fast food burger necessarily, Dad, for dinner sometimes. Let's really have dinner.
I mean, that's a public service there because, I mean, I feel confident in the next generation of, you know, as kids sort of evolve and their palates mature. I mean, I think that, you know, we can, you know, one day, you know, put the fast food joints completely out of business by introducing kids to these kinds of eating exercises and opportunities.
We don't have to put them out of business, but what we have to do is we have to balance the dining.
He's a little bit more diplomatic than I was, Tom.
But, you know, what happens is my son grew up here eating here. And he ate chicken nuggets.
Wow, sure.
It just happened to be chicken that we breaded and fried and served to him hot and ready to go. And so we have a lot of young diners that come in here, and we cook for them as well as their parents.
Beautiful.
Glad to do it.
Jeff talked a little bit about the World Margarita Championship
That's
coming up
so
here
good.
On October the 25th. Proud member of the Tucson Originals, as you have been, I think, since day one, Jonathan Landine.
Absolutely.
He talked about a margarita that he thinks has nowhere else to go but to the top.
Did he tell you which one he's doing? I don't want to give it away.
He did.
Something about a sorbet.
Yeah, he's working
on there.
Listen, now Jeffrey loves to cook himself, and he loves to make ice cream. So he's working on a little twist on this, and we're gonna have to do everything in the kitchen to help him make it happen. But we've been doing the Margarita Festival too since they've had it.
Yeah, 7 years.
And Jeff's been competing every time, and we've had a great time.
Yeah.
And it's not always about winning, although you do like to win, but it's about the people you meet and promoting the organization and reminding everybody that, yeah, we have a bar, and yeah, we do some other stuff. And so we're going to do some great food for it too.
Oh, exactly.
And I'm still deciding. I'm on the border right here, maybe about making a little sausage.
Oh!
Just for that event. Oh. There's supposed to be 1,000 people there, so I'm going to need a few hundred sausages.
Right.
This is absolutely this is one of the big events of the year, one of my favorite events. Again,
exactly.
October the 25th, I believe, the Tucson Museum of Art. TucsonOriginals.com to get all your information and then to get your tickets. And you can, in fact, meet Jeff Hughes for yourself. Jonathan's going to be down there. All the originals are going to be down there. Everyone that know a thing or two about margaritas, all, you know, sort of convening and congregating right down there on the beautiful plaza. This is a must-not-miss event if you love great food and great cocktail.
Plus, you get what an education on how to make a different drink.
Exactly.
I mean, if you love the margarita and you really love it, one of my favorite margaritas we have at my house sometimes, Clementine margaritas.
Oh,
they're dangerous.
All right, remind me to get an invitation to the Landine House next time someone's squeezing Clementines.
Oh, they're the best.
Okay, so you brought over some food for us to try. You know, no surprise, Chef, the favorite part of the show for me and for Tom and our fellow foodie listeners love listening about all the wonderful culinary majesty that comes out. So we started out here, something you brought down for us to enjoy. What do we got going on here?
I just brought you some tuna tartare from last night's dinner.
Beautiful.
And I just said, you know, how nice to taste something that's coming right out of the ocean. The guys went into California, caught these fabulous blue fins. Mm. I chopped up a little bit, not quite like beef tartare, a little bit different seasoning, but the same idea. Egg yolk, garlic, a beautiful olive oil makes that such a nice, rich, flavorful seasoning.
Beautiful, rich, but then you can taste that fish.
Clean.
I mean, clean.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not polluted with so many different companies. It's just thoughtfully done, bringing out the real flavors of that fish. This is just beautiful.
Now, that's a nice taste, yeah.
I could just sort of eat four or five of these. And
be done. And a beer.
Tuna tartare.
But luckily, you can have that as an appetizer because we also have another appetizer. Now, this is the venison three-way. And what we do for that is we actually started cooking ostrich. And because it was such a meat that people didn't have any understanding of, we did it three different ways. We did it with a salsa butter, blackened with a salsa butter. We did it grilled with a cranberry, and we did it sautéed, or excuse me, grilled with a green peppercorn sauce and sautéed with a cranberry.
Oh, look at
so
that.
And we left it, and you leave it rare. Eat it as rare as you can. It's fabulous. Oh. But it's so clean. It's a wonderful flavor. And the black, and so what happens is it allows people to come in and taste three different preparations in an appetizer. Now you want to come back and have it as an entree. You can pick the way you've really liked it.
Oh, that's just gorgeous. It's so tender, and I'd love to say keep it as rare as you can because that's a big, beautiful flavor. And that blackening is just a little, just spicy enough. Not too much. And what is the, you got some sort of a...
Salsa butter, so it's a, basically you reduce salsa down to make a compound butter sauce. And like ostrich, which you also should eat as rare as you prefer, as you can, and it is a very dark purple meat. People think ostrich is going to look like chicken or turkey. It's purple in color.
And don't be afraid.
It looks like venison. And that's why we use venison as a substitute, because we could do it the same way, and if we happen to be short or out of venison, now, grilled. And people say, well, I want the health aspects of it.
Right.
Because it doesn't have any fat. It's extremely lean.
Beautifully lean.
Have it grilled with a green peppercorn sauce.
Absolutely.
And so, these are just appetizers, or you can get it
this
as
This is an appetizer. You can have it as an entree.
Venison three ways. I don't know if I can make up my mind. I just continue to go for all three.
And they're fun.
And they're fun. And you're fun.
And then what
I
we
couldn't
do,
imagine doing this without you.
Well, it's good to have you sitting in the old 30s.
That's exactly right.
I mean, we got a patio on the outside. We got the bar on the other side. You just don't know which way to run first.
That's right. Well, I know which way I'm running right now, and I'm running straight for that sausage. Stand back.
All right.
Okay, so this is the Anaheim chili sausage with that beautiful green chili cheese sauce that has been sort of lovingly blanketed right over that.
Right.
I guess I'm going to share this with Tom. I'm going to cut it in half.
It's nice, and it's a good thing. You did, as I said, because the juices on this are so, they're good, and they have a tendency to run down your shirt a little bit, so. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got to do the lean.
Got to do the landing lean.
All right, so I'm going to have to move my microphone to actually
execute
this.
That's okay,
this.
I'll talk while you're eating. And, you know, we're serving this with a potato salad. We do a nice green onion potato salad, but we'll also serve it with a coleslaw. And if I find the right roll, you'll find that we'll do a sausage. We'll do a spicy sausage with a big thing of coleslaw, or we'll do the bratwurst. And we're also talking about making knockwurst. So maybe when October peaks its little smiley face over the horizon,
yes, please.
We may have some knockwurst here for you, too. So.
Just the snap of that sausage from that first bite tells me that I have arrived.
Yeah, right.
And that's what I look for. I look for that snap. So, and you're doing these all in-house. You're stuffing these babies right here.
Sure. It's easy. You know, you buy some really nice pork butts, boneless, chop them up, run them through the grinder, get your seasoning. We're going to make a shrimp and crawfish boudin.
Wow.
Now, you know that that's one of the greatest sausages ever made.
Beautiful. If anyone can do it, it's going to be Chef Jonathan Landine.
And we've done them before, and now that we've got the sausage, the new stuffer, it really helps us pipe them and keep the texture right so that we don't burst the skins when we cook them.
Right, which is nice. What you don't want to do, because you want to have that pop. All right, so the time has come. All of our fellow foodies listening worldwide want to know exactly what they have to do to get in on the action here at Jonathan's Cork. Come have a piece of you while they're here. I mean, that's the way it works. Yep. You're going to give a gift card to someone who can call in, the first person to call in with the correct answer to this week's trivia question, which is what, Chef?
Well, now, Jeff told you how long he worked here.
Yes.
But I also have many of my employees have got some nice years in. But my executive chef, my head cook, been with us quite a while also. And so how long has David Samaniego been working at Jonathan's Cork?
So he's your executive chef.
He is.
David Samaniego has been working at Jonathan's Cork for how long?
Correct.
How many years? That's the question of the day. And the number to call is 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a Jonathan's Cork gift card. Good luck. Start dialing. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Jonathan's Cork, 6320 East Tancredi Road with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, which is quickly disappearing, Tom Alfonso.
That's right.
We're talking tuna tartare. We're talking venison three-way. We're talking Anaheim chili sausages with potato salad. We're talking bourbon. We're talking balsamic. And we're talking Jonathan Landine. The fun never ends at Jonathan's Cork.
You know, I love the fact that you forgo the potato salad just to keep room in case there's another another sausage on your horizon.
See, he's got me figured out. But anyway, the minute we asked the trivia question and the minute we went to a commercial, Cindy back at the studio says all of the lights started blinking like the 4th of July, for crying out
loud.
That's
because David's so well known.
So David Samaniego, executive chef here at Jonathan's Cork, has been working at Jonathan's Cork for how long? Okay,
correct.
We're just going to go right to line one and say hi to Kathy. Kathy, what say you?
Hi.
How many years has David Samaniego been working right here at Jonathan's Cork?
Hey, I'll give it a shot at 30 years.
30 years, she
says. Oh, now I might have worked with Davey off and on for almost 30 years, but he hasn't worked here.
Okay.
For 30
okay,
years.
Not 30 years, and you want to give a hint. Is she high or low?
She's high.
She's high. Kathy, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for calling. That opens up a line at 880-5678-880-KNST. We're going to go to line two and say hi to Catherine. Catherine, we know it's not 30 years. How long has David Samaniego been working here?
I remember hearing the commercial. I'm myself, if it's not 25 years.
Nah, okay, she says 25 years.
No. Now, I do have an employee who's been working here for over 35 years.
Wow.
But that's not Davey. That's
not the one.
My manager, Joe Mullen.
Okay. Anyway, Catherine, thanks so much for calling. That opens up a line, 880-KNST. So it's not 30 years, and it's not 25 years.
We're creeping up on it.
We're creeping up on it. Or down, depending on how you're looking at it. Anyway, line three is a guy named Skip. Skip, what's the answer to this question?
I'm going to go 23 years.
23 years.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
Skip, you're still a little high.
You're a little high, Skip, a little high. 888. Go ahead.
Should I give him a hint?
Give him a hint.
I bought the restaurant in 94.
Okay, 94.
So we're going into 19 years.
Okay. So
he couldn't have worked here before I bought the restaurant, at least for me.
Okay. Well, that's a great hint. Anyway, Skip. Skip, you got to hang up and call back if you'd like. Opens up a line, 880-KNST, 880-5678. I think there's Bruce on the phone with us now. Bruce, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Jonathan, this is Bruce, Guy's son. I wanted to say hi.
Hey, Bruce.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's only an hour show, Bruce.
18 hours. 18 years.
18 years, he says.
Smidgen high.
A smidgen high, smidgen Bruce. High. You're still a little bit high. But anyway, okay. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks so much for calling in. Opens up a line, 880-5678. Who is the next caller? Jeremy is on the phone with us. Jeremy or Jeremiah, what say you? What's the
Jeremiah.
Answer? And what's your answer? How many years has Samaniego been running the kitchen here?
Well, you know, I'm going to try to swallow the saliva that's been forming from all the sausage talk. I'm going to say 17 years.
17 years, he says, Jeff.
You know what? Smidgen high. Now, Jeffrey's worked here 17 years.
Okay. Yeah.
Davey has worked here a little.
A little.
Less.
Jeremiah, thank you so much for calling 880-5678-880-KNST. Who's on the line with us now? Okay,
Hello?
Brad. Okay, you got to give it to me now, Brad. What's the answer?
17 years.
17 years. Well, that was what the last caller
said.
Did
we just have that guess?
Oh, we just have that guess.
It
no
is
more callers.
Wrong. Oh,
no more callers.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought they said 18 years.
No, 18.
Yeah,
and
that would be wrong
and
also.
And then 17, and then we got to take one more caller. 880-KNST, 880-5678. The next caller is going to do it. Becky, what's your answer?
Come on, Becky.
It's not 18.
16.
It's not 17. She
16.
Says 16.
Oh,
we got a winner. We got a winner. Oh, way to go. Now, tell me your name again.
You just have to be the 16th caller.
Right?
Tell your name again.
Becky.
Okay, Becky. Well, listen, congratulations, Becky. Thank you so much for listening. Now, I don't want you to go away because the ladies back at the studio are going to get all your information, and we're going to mail that gift card to you in the mail. And when you come in, Becky,
whoa!
I want you to personally introduce yourself.
Even though I won.
She's excited. She's
I like
excited.
It.
I think
perfect.
This is time release.
Sounds like a venison and maybe a really nice leopard grouper.
Oh, dinner, she's right? Going to be all of it. Anyway, Becky, you're going to have a fantastic time at Jonathan's Court. Congratulations.
Woo! I've
been
there before.
Oh, that's fantastic. Cool. Oh, you
like
have?
That.
Oh, we
won't. She hasn't never been here before.
Oh, she hasn't. Okay, well, you're in for a treat. Anyway, Becky, thanks so much.
Cool.
So 16 years he's
16,
been working
yep,
here.
16 years. Davey's been. And you know what? He actually worked for me at the Solarium for about 8 years.
Wow.
So we've known each other over 24 years, and a great cook. He cooks very similar to I do because he learned to cook at the Solarium when I was there, and he's been cooking here for almost forever. Joe Lupo, my other chef, has been here for 15 years. Jeff's been here 17 years. Joe Mullen, 36 years.
Wow.
And the wait staff, a lot of them have been years and years. So it's just a nice family feeling. You come in, you know people. You know, it's what you love in a restaurant.
Well, I love everything about this particular restaurant. I love you. I love everything that you stand for. I want to make sure that nobody makes any misunderstanding when they come here. I want to know hours of operation, exactly where you're located and all that good stuff.
6320 East Tancredi, but we're actually south of the intersection of Wilmot, Pima, Tancredi. Hours of operation, bar opens at 3, dinner at 5 every day. All day happy hour Saturday, Sunday, 296-1631 if you need to make a reservation.
It's as easy as that. Tom, nice. Thank you so much. Jonathan, thank you so much. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend!